Our swords collide with a deafening crash, sparks sizzling before dying off in the water as the blades strain against each other. The moment they touch, they break apart again, like opposing magnets never able to resist each other, yet never able to truly connect. I pivot quickly, narrowly missing Triton's next strike as the blade swings by my cheek. The disturbed water brushes softly against my skin like a caress, but a warning sings in my veins of how close he came to spilling my blood. Spinning to face him again, I clutch my weapon with both hands, fingers tightening along the hilt while eyeing my prey. His tail is curved, coiled like an eel preparing to strike as he takes inventory of me, just as I am of him. His cerulean blue eyes are narrowed, lips parted, muscles tense. His chest heaves, panting breath escaping through clenched teeth, evidence that he is winded. The longer we face off, the angrier he becomes. Not at me, necessarily, but at himself for the effort it's taking to defeat me. We've been at this for hours, barely allowed a moment to rest. Not that either of us would admit to needing one. To require rest would be to admit weakness, that the other is skilled enough to push us to our limits. Such a concession is unacceptable. Beyond our teachings of strength and focus and our endless hours in this ring, our pride is the strongest factor in our stamina. We never back down from each other. He surges forward through the water without warning, blade poised overhead in his iron grip, ready to hand out a match-ending strike. But I am faster, lithe and swift, bringing my sword up to block the impact inches from my face. Rather than retreat again and continue our dance, he remains poised above me, his superior height blocking the few rays of light piercing through the water until he is little more than a silhouette before my eyes. His blade presses against my own, metal grinding in protest, neither of us relenting. My muscles quiver at the effort it takes to keep him at bay. They burn with an exquisite pain, reminding me that I am alive, that I am powerful. My teeth grind, lips curling back as I stand my ground. I see a glint of light reflect off the steel in my hands, shaking as I resist the possibility of defeat. His full lips curve into a grin, teeth grinding despite the playful, goading expression. Golden hair spills from the tie at the nape of his neck, dancing around his face, attracting the light from the surface. The sharp jaw and angular features that cause the other mermaids to swoon are tense from the effort of our fight. "Tired, sister?" he asks coolly. Despite his attempt to appear indifferent, the lines of his face are hard, his jaw tight. He is struggling, weakening. The realization causes my lips to quirk into a smile to match his own. "Not at all, dear brother." Bringing my face closer to his, and in turn, closer to our connected blades, magic prickles beneath my skin. Strands of my white blonde hair wave around me like a crown under the influence of the sea, my green eyes burning into his. "I will endure as long as you require. I wouldn't want to bow down too soon, thus not giving our precious heir a suitable sparring partner." My taunt does as I hope. His teeth snap as a growl erupts deep in the back of his throat. The moment I feel the pressure of his sword weaken, I strike, swiping my tail outward and knocking him off balance. He collides to the sea floor with a thunderous impact, sand and stone billowing out from around his prone form. Pride tingles through my muscles, burning away the exhaustion. Putting Triton to the ground never ceases to thrill me, no matter how many times I best him. A gasp ripples from those around us, the select few permitted to watch us train. Several of the maids present, hovering in the corner to gawk and swoon at my brother, cover their mouths in horror. His muscular frame lies sprawled across the floor, hair once smooth and controlled, now wild and loose in the gentle current. No longer does he look as perfect now that I have cracked his confidence.